Okay, so I'm ready. Are you ready? You ready?
Sure.
You feel good?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay, let's see who we got. You want to play that theme song? Get it going?
Sure, eventually.
Okay, take your time.
Okay, I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
I forgot where it was. Oh yeah, here it is. Here we go. Yep.
Too many colors. Uh-oh. Okay.
You know they could hear me.
Oh, shoot. We have just enough colors. Good, 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 good. All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Game Show, where we have just enough colors. This is a show where we play games submitted by listeners. We play them with an in-studio guest and callers from all over the world. If you have a game you'd like to submit, you can always email us at drgameshow@gmail.com. And you can, if you'd like to play along, you can call in 857-MANOLO-1.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if you want to call in and play along for the chance to win.
What if they want to just call and chat?
I would not appreciate that. Not today.
Try 1-800-JOE-1.
No. We're pretty much business today. We have a straight business guest.
Okay.
This is a big deal. We have a lawyer. Huh?
We have a lawyer
who is also a professional dancer here today, and it's big. We have to be business.
Okay.
Manolo, do you want to introduce yourself before we get started?
I'm Manolo.
That's fine. Okay, so I'm
Joe. Was I supposed to give credits?
No, that's really good. Okay, and we've got, do you want to give credits?
I co-host Dr. Game Show.
Yeah. All right. We got, I'm very excited.
Yeah.
We got Anna Fabrega here from Los Espookies.
Yep.
Was that,
were you waiting for claps?
Yeah, I was waiting for applause.
Oh yeah, do we have that?
I have this.
Okay, that's fine. Anna, you are how many games would you say you play per year? What do you play?
Probably at most one game.
One game a year.
Yeah, I don't really play games.
Is it an annual game that you play?
No, it's like a game it's usually in someone else's idea. Mm-hmm. I never think of playing a game.
Yeah.
But like if somebody was like, let's play checkers.
I'd say no.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I know the basic rules of checkers, but I'm not very good at it. So my attention is never captured by the game.
What if it's December 31st and you haven't played a game for that year?
Then maybe I would do a quick riddle.
A quick riddle
before the new year.
Wait, but if it's like raining, it's raining outside, you're inside, there's a fire in your fireplace, and
I'm just relaxing. I'm not going to stress myself out with a game.
You're just going to sit.
I'm just going to sit and wait for the rain to stop.
Throw the checkers into the fire.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I think that's fair. Are you competitive? What should the colors?
It depends. Sometimes I truly don't care, and other times I do get competitive.
Okay.
If I feel like I have a chance of winning, then sometimes I get competitive.
Okay. I think.
But if I'm not going to win, I'm not going to try.
All right. Okay.
Sometimes
that's actually good to know.
Sometimes I think board games is like a when you take someone hostage, it's like a technique for taking someone hostage.
Oh, like keeping someone there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Monopoly is definitely like that.
Yeah.
That'll keep somebody there for hours.
Yeah, hours.
I don't think Settlers. I think the last game I played was Scrabble, but I was really very, very bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have those at bars?
I never understand that. When there's a bunch of board games, why? It's always missing pieces, you know.
Okay, but say you're going to get a drink with someone you knew from middle school.
Mm-hmm. We haven't seen each other since middle school?
Haven't seen each other since middle school. They DM you.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't heard from them since middle school.
Yeah. And what's their name?
Kafari.
Okay, so Kafari DMs you, and then you go to meet them, and there's nothing much to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I would wrap that drink up real quick. I'm not going to elongate it with a game.
Can I get it to go?
Yeah.
How fast do you think you could drink a drink?
Not that fast.
Okay.
But to make it seem like polite mm-hmm. or something without clearly being in a rush to leave, uh-huh. I'd be there an hour max.
Oh, mm-hmm. that seems like a long drink to me.
Well, because then it seems like I really invested, but not enough to get a second drink.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I think that's so brilliant. I really like that.
Then what? How do you exit?
Sorry, and then I look at my phone and I cover my mouth and I say, I have a family emergency. I have to go.
Classic.
Yeah.
I think that's... I love family emergencies for just that reason. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know?
I wish they happened more often. But my family's safe.
That's so good. I'm so glad your family's safe. Do we have any... I guess just... to kind of give the callers and listeners a sense of kind of where we're all coming from. I guess maybe everybody could just share something about their week. Is that okay? Manolo, do you want to go first?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Yeah.
My Halloween costume this year was to have a snake come out of my eye through an eye patch. And then I went to one party... and everyone said it looked like a penis. And then it made me sad.
Did you keep it on or did you take it
off? I kept it on because I'm dedicated. I spent a lot of work on it. I spent an hour on it. And but then the next party, I removed the snake. And then I put a grasshopper coming out of it. And then,
right.
Didn't have a party to go to.
Okay, so I really kind of, I guess I had high hopes. My expectations were too high for this segment, but, Anna, you wanted to scoop us back up?
Yeah, I actually had something happen that's never happened to me before this week.
Yes.
Wow.
I had ordered something online, mm-hmm. And it was coming from Denmark. And I was so excited for it to arrive. And I had gotten an email from FedEx that it was coming on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And while I'm at work, I check and it says it's been delivered. I get home. The package is not there. I've never had a package go missing. I look on the FedEx site with the tracking information and it says it was signed for and delivered. So I'm like, well, wait a minute. I didn't sign for this. Did they buzz another apartment building and they came and signed for it and took it? Uh-huh. That seems a little crazy uh-huh. to think someone would just do that.
Yeah.
And
are
then
you friends
I thought,
with your neighbors?
Not really, but it's a small building. Mm-hmm. And packages are always left and it's fine. And then, so I've been playing phone tag with FedEx and I've called them every day since Thursday. And they said that... first, I said, can you tell us what the building looks like? We're going to contact the courier and try to trace their steps and make sure that they like dropped it off at the right place.
Whoa.
And then I called them Friday and they're like, still looking to get a hold of the courier. I call them today and they say, turns out the courier quit. I was like, wait a minute.
And signed for all the boxes.
But they quit between Thursday and Friday? That during that small span of time, they quit. So I'll never get to trace their steps.
Oh, my gosh.
So then today, I put a little note on the door. I texted my landlord and I said, can I put a note on the door saying, did anyone sign for a package for my apartment? And think that if someone on the off chance that they did and they took it, that mm-hmm. maybe they're like, this feels bad. I should return it.
Yeah.
And then my landlord also said, why didn't you ask the neighbors at the buildings right next to us? So later today, I'm going to knock on the neighbors' doors. Say, did anyone take my package?
To each door?
Oh my gosh, that's such a mystery.
Yeah.
And it's from Denmark, so even if you wanted to get it again.
I know. And FedEx said, it sounds like worst case scenario, they can't find the package and I'll be reimbursed. But I don't know if they'll do that. I've heard people say they didn't get reimbursed and other people say they did.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm just hoping the package turns up.
Did you know?
But the person quitting was really the twist.
That's crazy.
Was it something that anybody would enjoy?
Yeah, it was a pair of shoes, but they're my size.
Okay. And you have a unique size.
And I have such a distinct style of foot. Not anyone could wear these shoes.
Hey, what's your foot look like again?
You know, it looks more like a hand than a foot.
Stiletto gloves.
Yes, stiletto gloves.
Well, nobody would want to take that.
Yeah.
Do you know that it's normal in at least Germany where, like, if you're not there, they'll just deliver it to someone else in the neighborhood?
Really?
And, like, Whoa. You're supposed to pick it up from the neighbor.
Wow.
And that's normal.
Yeah, well, I've never had a package stolen like this. And not in this building either. It's a really quiet building. The landlord lives in there. You know, it's not like, yeah. So I don't know.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Also, what kind of flagged for me was that you texted your landlord to ask if you could put up a sign. You didn't just go rogue. That's so considerate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, because I don't know. I don't know why I asked for permission. Because there's already a little sign on the door. So the landlord put it up. Just about not flushing, like, feminine products down the toilet or paper towels. So I want to put a little sign underneath
it. Underneath it. Wait, why did he put that sign on the front door?
On the inside of the door.
On the inside,
so
okay.
So as you're walking gotcha. Out, you'd stop and gotcha. Go, oh, please don't flush feminine hygiene mm-hmm. products or paper towels down the toilet.
Wow.
Okay.
That's the last thing you see before you leave your house.
There should also be all employees must wash hands.
Must wash hands.
Trying wow. to recreate a yeah. public restroom.
These are pretty, I think these are very different
stories.
Experiences yeah. in 1 week and we all managed
can
to
you,
be here.
What was yours?
Yeah, can you split the difference?
Okay, let's see. All right, what did I do this week? Oh, okay, I'm training my dog to throw its own bone.
Yeah, you just got a dog.
So I ignore the dog, but the dog wants to play so bad that the dog will throw the bone and then go catch it himself.
I asked you if you're going to bring your dog today, and you said, no, he's awful.
He's a little devil. He's a bad boy.
Oh.
The other day I was on a phone call, and he barked the whole time, and then I hung up the phone. He stopped barking. He's a bad boy.
Wow.
He's really bad.
How old is he?
He's 5.
Years old?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a bad boy.
Yeah. So
you can discipline a 5-year-old bad boy.
I mean, I hope so. I'm gonna get a trainer coming. Yeah. A trainer. I'm gonna train her on Monday.
That's what if good. You give him an iPad?
Yeah, I can
give the dog this use an iPad.
Screen time.
He's the.
Did he know he was a bad boy?
No, no. You don't know what he's gonna be like until the first month, and the first month's about to end. So I guess the truth will be revealed pretty soon. Wow.
And who knows, maybe he's completely calm. And this was just a test to see if you would keep him. And he will reward your patience
like
in the coming
genie?
Months. Like a genie.
Mm-hmm. It's possible.
Yeah.
He's pretty rough around the edges, I would say. He likes
What was
to,
he like when you were testing him out?
He was pretty mellow. He like laid down. And then
sucks.
Turns out he loves to bark and throw things.
Like, he knew what he had to do to get out of the store.
Wow, yeah.
Or to get into your house.
Yeah. He didn't like that shelter. And now he's kind of having a run for it.
But you didn't get him from a pet store or directly from a breeder?
Yeah.
He's not a purebred.
No, I just... I wanted to spend the money. And I had the money to spend. Believe
yeah.
me.
What if you recreate your apartment to look like a puppy mill and then he'll feel more comfortable?
That's a great idea. That's wonderful. He was found on the side of the BQE. So maybe I should make my apartment look like
the
BQE.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good
idea. Put a mattress on the
ground. Yeah. Yeah. I'll have Connor O'Malley shrieking on the side of my apartment. If you want to see a fun thing, listeners, go watch Conor O'Malley shrieking at the side of the BQE about minions. Really good stuff. Okay. So let's... Are you ready? You ready to play some games?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if people win against you, they get a custom magnet.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
what is the game?
Okay, so this first game we'll play, and then Manolo's going to come up with a theme song. You're welcome to join it if you'd like. This first game is called Knock Knock, Who's There? Joke Formula.
Okay.
Okay, that's a pretty good name. Okay, submitted by Ben Voth from Wichita, Kansas. Here we go. Take it away, Manolo. There we go. That's good. Oh, dang, that's good. Yeah.
Knock, knock,
ooh.
Knock, 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 knock. Who's there?
Anna, you do know how to play instruments, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I think maybe we should give it over to Anna.
You're a multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah, although lately...
Just drums?
Lately mostly drums, yeah.
You want to play with this one?
I don't want to take Manolo's task away from him.
I think his task
work gives people a sense of purpose.
Yeah.
I don't want to rob him of that.
Well, okay.
I don't know what I am without...
A sense of purpose. Okay, here's how it works. My four-year-old loves to tell knock-knock jokes, but she always uses the same formula. Knock-knock, who's there? Say an animal or fruit. The animal or fruit who? The animal or fruit wearing something and doing something they wouldn't normally be doing. So, for example, knock, knock, who's there? An orange who? An orange dressed up like a banana singing Let It Go from Frozen.
Good one.
That's a good one. Okay, so each player gives a knock, knock joke, and if Manolo would open the door, they get a point. As usual, lightning round is acceptable. So let's start with a lightning round. Why not? Mm-hmm. Do you want to go first or hear some calls?
I'll go first.
Okay, here we go.
If only I had a door opening sound effect. But I don't.
That's okay. Why don't you make the sound?
Okay.
Okay.
Should I? Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
There we go.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Who says who's there?
You do.
You do.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Oh, who's there?
A
Joe,
cow.
Why don't we live together? Oh, sorry. A cow who?
Moo.
Is that it? Wait.
Do you I say wouldn't open after? The door for a cow?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You
sure.
Wouldn't let a cow in the house. I got in the house.
Wait a second. Okay, so
and then you
just
say, I got in the house.
I got in the house.
So the cow got in the house.
Yeah.
That's
a point.
That's a point.
Yeah, but,
the point of the game is to win by any means necessary.
Yeah, it's supposed to be doing something it normally doesn't.
Turns out Anna just got in the house no matter what.
So
it didn't really matter. Anna got in the house. Okay, so that's that's a lesson to you all.
Wait.
There's a cow in the house.
From now on. Do something you normally
do. It's hard to say because you let a cow in the house. Just saying moo.
I think that's something I normally wouldn't do.
Anna, feel free to give commentary, help out people
okay.
as they call in. We got Aaron from Louisville. Aaron, you're on the line. How are you?
Oh, it's us guys. We're us. I'm good. How are you?
Aaron, are you with people?
Yes, I'm with my kids.
Who?
This is Nora. Say hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Sophie, say hi. Penelope, say hi.
Hi.
Okay, just based on that, I feel like they're all the same person, but that's fine. Okay, so do you guys have a knock-knock joke?
Okay, can I tell them real quick? Because we didn't think you'd answer, so they didn't hear the rules. We have to say a knock-knock joke of a fruit. Is it a fruit?
Or animal.
Doing something it wouldn't normally do, and if Manolo would let us in, we win.
Yeah, just so you all know that just a cow got through the door just being itself. So.
Okay. So knock, knock.
Who's there?
Give me a fruit.
Apple.
An apple.
An apple who?
It is an apple who... This is really hard. An apple who...
It could just be an apple.
An apple who dressed up like a monkey who has flowers.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Wait, what are the flowers for?
You want to do it?
A fruit with a banana.
Oh, and they have a banana.
Mm.
Okay, so it's an apple with a banana?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, Anna, do you want to coach him through this, pretty much?
I mean, I can picture it.
The apple.
Well, the banana's small, because it's going to be small enough for the apple to hold it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we
dress like a monkey.
That's a baby.
Maybe it's a plantain.
Or a plantain.
Okay.
Baby.
It's a baby?
A baby banana.
Oh, no. Penelope says she's just a baby. She's offended, but...
I want something.
She doesn't really know.
It's a baby. Are you calling Anna a baby?
Because I'm not.
No, I'm sorry. We have a lot going on. Nora calls Penelope a baby. She's four, and she's offended.
Of course. Oh, that makes sense. Because Anna was pretty offended when she thought you called her a baby.
No, I don't think Anna or Penelope are babies.
Okay, that's actually... I forgive.
Goodness.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Ladies, stop, please.
Okay, so ladies... It's an apple carrying a banana. Is that right? Dressed as a monkey?
Dressed as a monkey, yeah.
Okay. Scritch.
Looks like the door opened. You're joining the cow.
Oh,
wow, no. You are getting a custom magnet. Congratulations. Goodbye.
Now we have two.
Nice.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Wow, somebody's bragging. Okay, next we're going to talk to Ari from Urbana, Illinois. Ari, you're there.
Yeah, hi, hi. How are you?
Hello.
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 Okay, so Anna, do you have any words of wisdom for Ari before?
Well, so far we have one animal and one fruit dressed as an animal. Mm-hmm. So let's get a little variety.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Okay.
All right. I can work with that.
Okay.
All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A carrot.
I guess that's a variety. A carrot who?
A carrot who just found out that he lost his optometry license and is now becoming a carny.
I would not. I would not let.
Why did he? Someone that lost their license.
I mean, how
would you let them in your house?
How did that carrot do that?
I don't know.
Had to have done something pretty bad.
Yeah, like what?
Well, he's making the best of the situation, though. He's becoming a carny.
What did he do?
What did he do?
He was like giving people the wrong prescriptions.
No.
That could be fatal.
Like, so giving people like glasses that made them see funny.
Do you want someone like this in your house, Manolo?
I thought he like lost it, like he misplaced it. But you're saying
it was revoked.
It was revoked
taken away
by the board of
fatally giving people the wrong glasses.
Imagine wrong glasses on the highway.
Oh no!
I mean, it could have killed my dog.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Are you feeling attached to your dog?
I need you to decide whether you're going to let in this carrot into your home.
Yeah, but he means well. Like, he's not trying to intentionally.
But why carny?
You have a strong motivation to get this carrot in the house.
It wasn't right for him, and he just wasn't very good at it.
But why
he
carny?
He didn't, like, intentionally give people,
but
like,
negligence is negligence. Manolo.
What do you mean by that?
Negligence is negligence, whether it's intentional or not.
Oh, that's so true.
Hmm. Is it because he needed glasses himself?
And again, just to wrap it up, this is, in fact, a joke. Yeah?
barely, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You know what? I'll let you in.
Whoa.
The cow is terrified.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. Cow's terrified. You're getting a custom magnet, but the cow ain't happy about it. Okay, goodbye, Ari.
Lactating all over the floor.
This is quite a lightning round. We're going to do...
I think I'd make a bad bouncer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We're going to talk to Raina from Boulder, Colorado, who actually happens to be Ari's sister. Whoa.
Whoa.
Raina? Lightning round.
Hello.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Lightning round.
Powerful entrance.
Lightning
right.
Round, not lightning loud.
This is the only time I've come after my brother. I'm usually the first one. I'm very upset.
What? Oh, I see.
Like you're on the show or
right,
in
you're
other,
older.
Like, at McDonald's.
In all of life, I'm always first.
All right. Well, this is the lightning round, so enough chitter chatter.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Chitter chatter.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Who's? Oh, Joe's been hanging out at my apartment.
No, come on, lightning round.
I'll
here.
Let Joe answer it.
Oh, who's there?
Cucumber.
Cucumber who?
Oh, cucumber's at the door.
Cucumber some for your knock knock joke.
Cucumber what?
What?
Feeling too cucumber some for these knock knock jokes.
Feeling too cucumbersome.
Oh, cucumbersome.
I see.
Jokes. Okay, so.
Oh.
I mean.
A solemn day here at the house.
I mean, Manolo was pretty excited about a plain cucumber, and then, boy, did it get really complicated. What do we think? I mean, Raina, we want you to win, of course, but we. I mean, we want the cow to feel safe. Does the cow feel safe?
How's the cow feel?
The
cow
is feeling a little, a lot of chaotic energy coming from the cucumber.
Good thing you're not a cat.
Do cows eat cucumbers?
They do. They eat over 5 pounds of cucumber a day.
That's a great fact.
Yeah.
So maybe the cow feels safe because he's about to get some food, but the cucumber does not feel safe right now.
So the cucumber came knocking on the door, but does not even want to enter the house?
It's an interesting dilemma. It is a very, and this again is the lightning round. So if we could.
I think these are like philosophical
questions. And this is certainly the lightning round. We are certainly. This is just, we just need a creak or a slam.
I'm going to slam it.
Whoa, Raina, you got taken away from the home.
Ari's going to have to share.
My brother beats me.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Your brother says hi from inside the home. So sorry, Raina. Okay, goodbye. Wow, this was rough. Okay, so that was knock, knock, who's their joke formula. I think that was an okay game. I would say that was an okay game.
It was a barrel of laughs.
It was a barrel of laughs. This next game is called Silly Silly Booger Farts. Okay, it's submitted by Stephen Heno from Albany, New York. Take it away with a theme song. There we go. Something good.
What was it called?
Don't worry about it. Okay, so this is
booger, booger, booger farts.
Yes. All right. What is a sneeze but a silly, silly booger fart? Fun. Okay. Mm-hmm. Joe names a celebrity or historical figure, and contestants imitate what they would probably sneeze like. If Manolo judges a sneeze to be inaccurate, he says it ain't easy being sneezy. Understood?
If it's inaccurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
If Manolo is entertained by the sneeze or feels that the impression is accurate, he loudly exclaims, silly, silly booger farts.
Silly, silly booger farts?
And this is by Professor Who?
What'd you say?
Who's this? The person that created the game is a professor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is okay. He?
Yeah, you were.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought you heard. That I heard you say.
Yeah, you heard that correct.
Professor.
And so you're good at impressions, right?
Anna? No, I'm not. I'm not good at impressions.
But sneezing, you've done before?
I've sneezed. I could maybe do an impression of a sneeze.
Could you just give us an example?
Achoo.
And who was that?
That's me.
Oh, that's
you. That's me. An impression of me sneezing.
All right. And you have. Do you want to wait for yours?
Sure. I'll wait this time.
Okay.
I would say silly, silly booger farts to that.
You would.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty
Anna's
accurate.
Impression
accurate.
Of her own sneeze.
I've seen you sneeze before. It sounded just like that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we're going to do actual lightning round with this one. We're going to get the sneezes. We're going to label them. We're going to get off.
Because we have too many callers,
too many callers. Sarah Maria from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Sarah Maria, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. You go for it.
No, you're supposed to name a celebrity.
First, I have to say something to Anna, which is that she's my celebrity lookalike.
Wow.
This needs to be dedicated for her.
Okay, so again, this is a lightning round. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to hang up because really we did not.
Oh, please.
We did not follow the rules.
You just heard Anna sneeze.
I'm so sorry. That I cannot accept that.
That sounded just like Anna.
No, I'm so sorry. That was not acceptable. We will call. People.
We'll call you back.
Yeah, we'll call you back.
I would say silly, silly booger time.
Yeah, right. Okay, Erica from Chelsea. Erica.
Hi. Hi, Anna. Hi, Joe. Hi, Manolo.
Again, you've really wasted too much time. This is a lightning
quick, sneeze,
round. I'm
sneeze,
so
sneeze.
Sorry. Okay, we are.
You have to give them a celebrity.
I can't possibly when they're just chit-chatting away. Lewis from Buffalo. Lewis.
Hot two.
Joe, you're supposed to
you're
give
supposed
them a
celebrity. You're supposed to give them a celebrity to imitate.
Okay, Anna, I'm going to pass this off to you. If you could just give them the
so
celebrity.
So reverse.
Yeah.
So who did that sound like?
Yeah.
That sounded like none other than the lead singer of Coldplay.
And was that correct, Lewis?
That's who I was doing. I win a magnet.
Yes. I don't
think that's
a
correct,
self-proclaimed
Lewis.
Winner.
Wow.
Goodbye, Lewis. So far, nobody's won magnets.
So far, you're just making this a sneezing parade.
Okay, so now listen. So Anna's going to give the names, and then they have to sneeze like them.
And then what? Who decides?
You.
Okay, so I say either silly, silly booger farts, yes, or it ain't
okay,
easy being
Alexi
sneezy.
From Washington, D.C. Alexi's a friend of the show. Alexi, you ready?
Hello. Ready.
Okay, a sneeze in the style of Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock. Whoa, where's the second part?
Okay,
just
and
a lot of buildup.
The setup. Silly, silly booger farts.
Okay, that's pretty good. Thanks, Alexi. Appreciate it. Good lightning round. Okay, and nothing. All right, that's fine. Okay, Turner from Nashville, Tennessee. Turner, are you there?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Okay, a sneeze in the style of Beethoven.
Silly, silly, silly booger farts.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. Good job, Turner. Okay, that's really good. This lightning round is incredible. Harley from Seattle, Washington. Harley from Seattle, Washington.
Hi, Carly.
Perfect.
Let's cut to the chase. Okay. How about you sneeze like Michelle Obama?
Mm-hmm.
Achoo!
Wow. Not what I expected. Oh, no.
Silly, silly booger
farts. Wow, Carly, really good stuff. Yeah. Okay, goodbye. All right, and let's talk
to... She was
to,
still in Michelle Obama mode.
Jay Frosting from Los Angeles, California. Jay Frosting, you're there?
Lightning round.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Okay, a sneeze that sounds like...
Wait, is that Anna Fabrega?
Yes.
Again, really, yeah, with the small talk, not appropriate. Goodbye, yeah, Jay. I'm so sorry. Okay.
I just think it's interesting that it's been
I'm
exactly
so,
4 years since
I'm
you've been
so,
on the show.
I'm so sorry, Jay. It's really lightning round.
Did you
okay
hear that? It was exactly 4 years since she's been on the show. He does our Wikipedia.
Oh, wow.
Wow. 4 years ago today.
4 years.
Well, that
day
is very interesting. Remember? Wish I wouldn't have hung up on Jay, yeah, but that is very considerate of him to share with us. That was... really good. Again, back to the lightning round. Kate, Kat from Memphis, Tennessee. Kat.
A lot of Tennesseans.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. A sneeze like Dita Von Teese.
Okay.
Whoa, that was a
that
four-parter.
That sounds accurate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, silly, silly booger farts,
nice,
I guess.
Nice work, Kat. Really good way to follow the directions. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, okay, goodbye. And now,
you were waiting for her to say thank you, so
I'd
you could
always
cut her
want
off
that, just a little something to cut him off with. Okay, so that was pretty good. That was silly, silly booger farts. That was pretty good.
It certainly was, I guess.
Don't understand the title, but...
I think it's kind of like...
Professor wanted
professor,
to hear me
it's kind of like academia.
Yeah, that's
think,
true. Academic jargon. I don't understand it.
Like the name of a paper or something.
Yeah.
And so this one is the last game.
Mm-hmm.
And but first...
A word from our sponsor.
We're hoping to get ads.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
If you have any ideas.
I would love to advertise on the show, if
what
that's
what
okay.
What are you thinking?
I own a wholesale distribution company.
You do? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we distribute valves.
What?
Valves for machinery.
Oh.
Any machinery?
Mostly for water treatment plants.
Mm. Oh, okay. What's it called?
It's called Fabrega Valves.
Fabrega Valves.
Fabrega Valves.
Uh-huh. And uh-huh. So when people...
We also repair PVC pipes.
Oh, mm. You repair them?
Yeah.
You don't just get new ones?
No, we repair them. No need to replace when you can repair. That's the logo. Their slogan.
What happens?
And the logo is actually like a fire.
Oh.
Which, because it's we were just recycling the logo from our old fire blanket company.
Mm. Oh, it was a fire blanket company?
Yeah.
Okay, so I
But it was
I
still
guess...
called Fabrega Valves.
No, I'm talking about multiple companies now.
Oh, yeah,
right. And so you do have the 30-second ad read?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Do you need new valves? Do you want to replace your valves? Are you looking for valves for the first time? Look no further than Fabrega Valves. With over 2 years of experience and over one location, Fabrega Valves is your one-stop shop for wholesale valve distribution. with over one satisfied customer, Fabrega Valves has the experience, the time, and the energy you need to make sure that your machinery is always working properly and that that water is getting the treatment it deserves.
Nice.
Wow. And is there's a discount code, right?
Yeah. If you use the discount Dr. Game Show, you will pay an extra 30%.
Well, that's a treat.
That's great. Thank you so much for
thank you for letting me do that for free. I mean, yeah. Sorry, I don't mean it.
That's okay.
Just letting you know.
No, that's okay.
Most people pay for ads, and I got it for free.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Okay. I'm sure Alex.
You might want to reevaluate the business model.
Kind of did that before we had a Away suitcase.
Oh,
so this is.
And we paid them
better.
Yeah, this is probably better. We bought suitcases for that, so this is actually a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much, Fabrega Valves. Where are you guys located?
We have one satellite office in Dubai.
Mm.
Yeah, our headquarters is TBD, but we have a satellite office right now.
that's actually really good to know. Thanks so much to our listeners in Dubai. Stop by. And eat time?
Stop by and eat. Come on, Korean.
We shove the food
right
down
the valve. Yeah, we serve food. We serve home-style empanadas.
Like IKEA has
I know balls. That they're home-style. What's the difference between...
Because they're made in-house. We don't get them from you know, some big factory that's churning them out. We make them by hand every day.
Nice. The hands that repair the valves make the empanadas. Home-style. That's incredible. Well, I can't wait for you all to support that.
into reading glasses because Bria and Mallory have great tips.
You're a comics reader and you want to use a library connected app, you can try out Hoopla.
I listen for the author interviews.
I'm mad at myself that I waited as long as I did to start reading Joan Didion.
They give me reading advice I didn't even know I needed.
If you go in person to an event and go up to an author or a filmmaker or anybody and tell them what you don't like about their work, you're a trash baby.
I understand you didn't like Heroes Season 3. That's fine. I don't actually need to know that information.
I'm Bria Grant.
And I'm Mallory O'Mara.
We're Reading Glasses and we solve all your bookish problems every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Hello, Internet. I'm your husband host, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your wife host, Teresa McElroy.
And together we present Schmanners.
It's extraordinary etiquette.
For ordinary occasions.
We explain the historical significance of everyday etiquette topics, then answer your questions relating to modern life.
So join us weekly on MaximumFun.org or wherever podcasts are found.
No RSVP required.
Check out Schmanners.
Manners, Schmanners. Get it?
This next game is called Dr. DQ, or it's also known as Chloe. It was voted on the message board by the message board as the winner of last week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the rules are by caller Daphne from Salt Lake City, Utah, and Chloe Koser. Here, you want to take it away with the theme song?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, if you could. Yeah. Yeah. There. Right. Right.
Chloe. Dr. DQ. Chloe. Dr. DQ.
Here we go.
Chloe.
Yep.
Dr. DQ. Chloe.
The end of it.
Woo-wee!
Yeah, we did it.
Dr. DQ, let's do this. Come on, Dr. DQ, let's do this.
All
right. Rise and grind, let's do this.
Wait, rising.
Good
grind?
Hustle, good hustle.
Come and eat. Come and eat.
Come on, Dr. DQ, let's do this.
Oh, yes.
Was that coach? That was a coach?
Yeah, that was a coach.
That's a coach. Coach just wandered in here, wandered back out. Wonder who's going to come in next. Here's how this game works. Players describe their Dairy Queen Blizzard order and add a rule for the next player's order. Example, I want an Oreo Blizzard, but from now on, the Blizzards can't have the letter C in them. Also, the game is now called Chloe, right? Or Jo comes up with an acronym that she believes everyone knows what it stands for. The contestant has to guess with a different meaning for the acronym. What? And if Manolo likes it, he says, oh, yeah.
So these are two games.
Yeah, these are two very different games. Alex, I'll go ahead and say thanks a lot. This was very helpful to read on air. So... I don't know, what game do you guys like better?
I like the acronym.
So
because I don't know enough Dairy Queen stuff.
You don't know.
I don't know enough about Dairy Queen.
What are your basic things that you know about?
I know they have Blizzards and they have mint chocolate chip and cookie dough. But that's kind of where it ends.
You know that for a fact.
I know that to be true.
Do you know any other ice cream stations or whatever?
What if I said Grill and Chill? What does that mean to you?
That's a type of location they have.
And what do you think they offer?
Hot dogs and ice cream, right? You grill and you chill.
So the chill has mostly to do with ice cream? Or...
I would assume.
Yeah.
Is it something else?
They're together? No. That's a DQ thing?
Yeah, DQ grill and chill.
Yeah. That's pretty much, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know where to go for hot dogs.
There you
Dairy
go.
Queen.
I wouldn't trust everything you hear on Dr. Game Show. You might not be able to get a hot dog where you hope.
Did you just put a nut on the table?
Oh, this is one of the Fabrega Vals.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we make nuts too. Yeah. Nuts, bolts of all sizes.
Yep. Oh. That's what it is. Yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll do it of an acronym, which also doesn't quite make sense. Oh, I guess DQ. Could be anything.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess we'll switch every single time.
Queen. Yeah.
Every single caller will switch the rules. That seems good enough. This is what happens when you vote on a game we didn't play. Okay. So let's take a call from Rocky from the Philippines.
Whoa.
Rocky, are you there?
Hi.
That's my motherland.
I'm here. Hi, Joe. Hi, Manolo. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hey, Rocky.
Rocky.
Hi, I love it. I love Los Spookies.
Thank you.
Well, that's wonderful.
Oh, good.
And you. Rocky, you're with a dog right now, right?
Yes, his name is Macho.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. Macho?
And is he Macho?
Macho, like...
the chips?
He's a Shih Tzu. But his name is Macho.
That's cute.
It sounds very cute. So, Rocky, you want to go ahead and start with
what part of the Philippines are you from?
Sure.
I'm from Quezon Province.
Okay.
Is that close to where you're from, Manolo?
I don't know. We're from...
I already called before, and we also talked about this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're wasting our caller's time.
It's been a while.
Rocky.
Was Macho in the picture the last time you called?
No. He's sleeping that time. It's midnight around here.
So now he's awake. He's awake for the game now?
Yeah, he's awake right now.
Because it's midnight over there.
Yeah. It's actually a quarter before one.
Okay, yeah. So Manolo, clearly you do not have a friend here. This is what I'm learning is that he's... I think Rocky...
That's how all my friends treat me. I'm not doing anything right.
Yeah, I'm just saying that maybe, I don't know, try a little less hard with Rocky.
Okay.
Rocky, we kind of understand where you're coming from. Okay, so Rocky, do you want to play the DQ game or the DQ game?
The first one.
Okay, go ahead and say your order.
So the Dairy Queen here in the Philippines is different. They only serve ice cream.
Oh.
And we have... mango spaghetti. Cheesecake Blizzard, so that would be my order.
Mango Cheesecake Blizzard. That's your order?
And yes, and the next rule is every time they hear a dog in their brain, they have to yell Macho.
When you hear a dog in your brain.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I've been yelling Macho all the time.
And when they hear a barking dog in their head for some reason, they have to yell Macho.
Macho.
Oh, did you just
Macho?
Macho.
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 So you both are hearing a lot of dogs.
Macho.
Yeah.
Macho. I have a shelter in my brain. Macho. Yeah. Macho.
Mine's yelling at a cat.
Okay, so that very, very helpful. Thanks a lot, Rocky. Again, have a great day. Macho, macho. Macho.
What did you order?
How do I win?
Oh, you win a custom magnet.
Hey, macho, we want a magnet.
Oh,
yay.
Macho.
Oh, they just high-fived.
Okay, goodbye, Rocky. You have the same conversation next time you call.
Goodbye, Joe.
Okay, goodbye. Okay, let's see. We are encouraged to take another international call now. We're taking a call from Ellie from China. Wow. Okay, Ellie, are you there?
Hello.
Macho.
Ellie, are you there?
Macho.
Yeah, Macho.
Macho's you too, Macho.
Oh, okay, Macho's you. Okay, so Ellie, which game do you want to play? Dr. DQ or Dr. DQ?
I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah, so, yeah. No, no big deal.
Well, so what's the acronym stand for? L-K-W-N.
A-L-K.
L-K-W-N.
L-K-W-N.
Uh-huh.
W-N. Give me 1 second, okay?
Oh, okay. No problem.
I guess
we have all the time in the world.
Yeah, I guess we'll just take another call in the meantime.
I got it, okay?
She turned into a siren.
Like, knowing who's Nana.
Yes, that's what it says. We're like, knowing who's Nana. I'm always texting that. Everyone's like, what's up? I'm like knowing who's Nana.
Like, knowing who's Nana, right?
Yeah. Like, right, no, you get 10 pins. Thank you so much.
Okay, Ellie, 10 pins are coming your way. Wow.
Sorry, Alex.
Really good.
Send 10
really good.
Pins
macho,
to China.
Macho. Goodbye, Ellie. Okay.
Goodbye.
Wow, that was really good. And again, Anna, if you just want to kind of take control of the prize pack, and also
someone's getting a new Prius.
Thanks a lot. Let's take
Alex.
Another call. We're going to talk to Nemo in Seattle. Little Nemo. Nemo, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Okay. Little Nemo. Hi. Nemo's the size of a little pocketbook.
Nemo.
Yeah.
can barely pick up the phone.
Yeah,
the phone's
I mean,
so big.
You should see what kind of Nemo, how big is your phone?
My phone, it's normal size.
For you,
it's like the size of a grape for us.
No, well,
he has
no,
to run
well,
back
I,
and
I'm
forth between the receiver and the speaker.
Jumps on every number, the dial. Nemo.
Nemo's very tiny. So, Nemo, if which game do you want to play? Dr. DQ or Dr. DQ?
Dealer's choice.
Okay.
Okay, I like the acronym one.
Okay, so go ahead, give Little Nemo an acronym.
C-C-C-C-C.
Five C's.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, if you can't do it, I'll take another call, Nemo.
All right. No, okay. I got it. It is calling collies can't come closer.
I like that.
Yeah, they might step on
you. That's not what I thought, but I'll take it.
What did you think it was?
Can Chucky collect cookie cutters? Which is something everyone always asks themselves.
Yeah.
What, like in what situation? Oh.
It's like, what would Jesus do, Bracelet?
Oh, wait, there was a T in there?
No, C.
Could Chucky collect
cookie
cutters?
Because I've got a bunch of cookie cutters. Maybe Chucky wants some.
Nemo?
I think that was you.
Oh, that's me. Sorry, Nemo. Okay, so Little Nemo, he tried his best, just as he always does. You should see him walk up a hill.
This episode is dedicated to Nemo in memoriam.
Oh, Little Nemo, you've done your best. And what do you think? What prize does Little Nemo get?
You get a pin.
A pin. I mean, that's really going to provide shelter for at least a couple people in your family, won't
and
it?
And a bottle. You get a pin, and you get a bottle of Gatorade's Propel.
Oh, that'll...
Do they still make that?
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
you
get
that?
Propel.
I've been for years.
Oh, Little Nemo.
Propel.
I can't wait for you to run a marathon with that. Okay, Little Nemo. Macho, macho.
Macho, macho.
Macho, macho.
Macho, macho.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Now, Anna, do you want to take a turn or do you want to keep going?
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. I'll take a turn. I'll take an acronym for five.
Okay.
I'll take an acronym for five. 500.
500.
Acronyms for 500.
Yeah, okay. You want to go ahead and give her one?
Q-Q-P-R-Y.
Why, yeah.
Q-Q-P-R-Y.
Q-Q-P-R-Y.
Queen. Queen. Please. Rest yourself.
So, again, what is it?
Queen. Queen. Please rest yourself.
You hear that around the kingdom all the time.
Yes.
That's a classic.
She's queen. Always doing chores.
Queen, please
rest yourself. Everybody knows that one. Queen,
please rest yourself.
Rest
and sometimes there's a B in there. Queen, please. WB, we're begging you. Rest yourself.
Oh dear, macho. Incredible. That's a 500.
It's been a long night here.
It's a long night here at the shelter in my head. What would you say?
Sure, I'll send you 10 pins.
I get 10 pins.
10 pins for 500 points.
Yes. No, $500.
Oh, $500.
On top of that.
So I pay you $500 for 10 pins.
Thank you so much. I mean, at least you could do for that ad.
Yeah. Macho.
Okay, let's talk to Sam from Philadelphia.
Sam, let's cut to the chase. LM or SQ? Which one do you want?
What?
SQ.
Well, you tell me. SQ.
I didn't think this through.
Okay, if you can't do it, Sam, we'll take another call.
It's just two letters. SQ.
No, so quiet.
So quiet.
Oh.
SQ. At the library. SQ.
I really thought you were going to go for sit, queen.
I was thinking someone quit.
Oh, someone
at
quit.
At work unexpectedly. Well, acted, when it happens unexpectedly. SQ.
The FedEx driver. Yeah. SQ.
Someone quit.
Uh-oh. What do you think, Manolo?
Oh, I was thinking show me the 20.
The what?
Show me the 20.
Say that to my face, Manolo. What did you just say?
I said, show me the 20.
What is 20? What is 20, and where can I get some?
What is 20 for 500? Does anyone, Sam, if you could just kind of go ahead and tell us what 20 is?
So that's like money, but it's like quieter.
Thank God, because coins are so loud when they rattle. I've been hoping for a quieter alternative.
Yeah.
Well, there's always that. There's always that. Thank you so much, Sam. I guess you're getting what?
A hat.
A hat!
The hat Manolo's wearing right now.
And it is a cute little hat.
It'll be in the little fisherman's cap.
Fisherman's cap.
Yeah, it has many names, but that's one of them.
Sam, really nice job.
20?
We love you, Sam. We wish you all the best. Write us. Don't forget to write us.
Sam wanted to say something funny.
Oh, what did you want to say that was funny?
It's a knock-knock joke.
Oh, do I have to tell a knock-knock joke?
No. You just have to say something. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
A mango.
A mango who?
A mango who's wearing a suit and wants to help you with your 2020 tax return.
Let him in.
Let him in. That sounds like an accountant Anna would hire.
Yes.
Really good. Sam, that was a perfect ending of a perfect call. Take note, callers.
Yay.
Goodbye. Okay, that was really good. Custom all around. Okay, so that was pretty solid. I would say that was, everybody did a pretty good job, but I guess let's just go ahead. I just want to hear one more Blizzard. Just one more. Carol Ann from West Virginia. Carol Ann.
What's in the Blizzard?
Carol Ann, what's in the Blizzard?
Hello!
Yeah, Carol Ann.
What's in the Blizzard?
What's Carol Ann? I need you to buckle down this time.
This time.
Okay. In the Blizzard, I would like to have some strawberry cheesecake and chocolate.
and with the birthday cake ice cream. And my daughter also wants chocolate, she said.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
Chocolate, strawberry cheesecake, and a birthday cake.
Okay.
Ice cream.
And then what is the rule going forward?
Future blizzards have to be gluten-free.
Oh, okay. Macho.
So none of the cheesecake bits. That's just for me.
Well, Carolyn, a real party pooper. It's
not for you, Mommy.
Oh, it's not for me?
Hang on. Who is that? Put her on the phone.
That's for Gracie.
That's Trinity.
Trinity?
She's my daughter. She said, I can't have the cheesecake bites. So I guess I don't get the gluten either.
Trinity is gluten-free.
Is Trinity gluten-free?
Are you gluten-free, Trinity? She shook her head no.
No, so she can't.
We're sending you a box of wheat. Trinity, you're getting a box of wheat.
Bushel of
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Trinity. And you have 4-year college tuition paid in full by Dr. Game Show to the university of your choice.
Hey, that's a great choice.
Yes,
that's
well,
a great prize.
As I told you, I wanted to buy a dog. So thank you so much, Carol Ann and Trinity, for your tuition. Congrats. And the box of wheat. Goodbye.
Oh, thank you so much. Goodbye.
Okay, wow. I can't believe we're paying for Trinity's tuition. Yes. And we owe somebody a box of wheat. Where do we get that?
You got to go to the commodities market for that.
The commodities market?
Yeah, you got to buy wheat. You got to see what wheat's selling at right now.
Where is the commodities market in New York?
No, it's in Chicago, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange.
Mm. Right. Okay, so I guess, would you want to do that or you have time?
You don't physically have to go. You can buy online.
Oh, you can buy online. Yeah. Okay, I guess we'll go.
You need to set up an account with a
broker.
Yeah, a broker.
Uh-huh. But then we can kind of go ahead.
But then you can go ahead and you can buy all the wheat you want and sell it too.
So
you can sell your wheat for a buck.
For a buck?
Well, I guess we've figured out our future. We're going to be selling wheat for a buck. Good to know. Very good to know. Macho. Selling wheat. Well, so those are the three games. We had Dr. DQ, Knock Knock, Who's There, Joke Formula, and Silly Silly Booger Farts.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, who do you think is the win? What's the winning game?
The winning game is the acronym game.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be called what? Just for clarification?
The acronym game?
Yeah.
TheAcronymGame.
One more time?
TheAcronymGame. I'm spelling it wrong.
No, that's good.
Acronym.
One word.
Okay, so that is really good.
What do you know what acronym stands for?
What does it stand for?
A curtailed riddle. Or wait, A-C-R-O-U.
Hmm?
Wait. I'm losing track of the letters. I have to look at it. N. A curtailed riddle. Or
you have to quiet the dogs in your brain.
Never. What's next?
Why?
Yell.
M?
Mom. If I hear you yell mom one more time.
Don't you dare yell mom during the acronym game.
If you yell mom.
She hears you yell. That is not going to be.
It's not going to end well.
It's not going to. It's understood. So don't you dare yell mom during that game. Okay, and so basically we just give them an acronym and all the rule is they can't.
You can't yell mom, so that's for the kids.
Okay.
They can yell anything they want, but they can't yell mom because sometimes mom is on the phone trying to play the game.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if mom's on the phone trying to play the game, can't yell mom.
Mm-hmm. And you got to do the acronym.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, so that is your that's what you're
winning
voting
game.
For. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to take some calls for votes. People like to vote. People tend to vote what the games we played, but sometimes they don't.
Okay.
And if they sabotage, I'd like you to kind of push them back into place.
Yep, I would be happy to.
Okay.
I was born and raised in the police academy. I was raised my whole life.
Okay, so Anna was raised her whole life in the police academy. Okay, so Roxanne, don't you dare mess up. Roxanne from Louisville. Roxanne?
Hello. Hi.
What are you voting on?
Booger something.
Thank you so much, Roxanne.
Unfortunately, your vote does not count.
I'm so
Please try
sorry.
Again
I'm
next
so
week.
Sorry, Roxanne. That is too bad.
Our
didn't
ballot
realize,
box is broken.
Didn't realize that could happen. Okay, that is too bad. Andy and Mia from Long Beach, California. Andy and Mia?
Hi.
What are you voting for?
I like fart, fart, booger fart.
Anna?
People love
well,
this
they're
game.
Committing voter fraud. We have two people trying to vote as one,
oh,
so
shoot.
Unfortunately, that vote
what
does not count.
What if you didn't say anything?
I'm so sorry.
Ooh,
that
I'm
is
sorry.
Too...
Rules are rules.
Rules
are rules.
So sorry. This has never happened before, but every
unprecedented times
it looks like a lot
in.
Of people's votes are disqualified. Interesting. KJ from Atlanta. KJ from Atlanta, who's going to a pumpkin patch today.
Careful not to drip.
Booger something. Booger Booger
You don't
something.
Even know the
People
name of the game.
People are renaming it Booger Booger something.
What would you say,
I would say I have a wonderful time at the pumpkin patch, although Halloween is over.
Interesting. KJ,
but the pumpkins will be cheap.
Well, KJ, it seems like your vote didn't
your
count,
vote?
But your pumpkins will
Why
be
not?
Cheap.
Your pumpkins count for more than you think.
You know
I'm
what
so
I'm
sorry.
Talking about. It's
I'm
a Booger Booger
I'm
one.
So sorry.
That does not ring a bell,
it's
unfortunately.
It's not ringing a bell. Matt
but
from Washington, Pennsylvania. Matt?
Yes, ma'am.
If you want to go ahead and vote?
Yeah, I would love to vote for Silly Silly Boogie Fart, please.
It seems the callers have all coordinated against me. This is a calculated effort.
You just let me know whenever you want me to hang up.
You can
on...
go ahead and hang
okay,
up.
Okay, so sorry, Matt. Goodbye. Okay.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, so sorry. It just Anna's raised in a police academy.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want me to take any more calls?
You can take one last call.
Okay, Jake from San Diego. Jake from San Diego.
Hey.
Hi,
hey, Joe. Hey, Manol. Hey, Anna.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to vote for Ooga Booga Pumpkin Patch.
Oh, for Pumpkin Patch.
Ooga Booga
okay,
Pumpkin
that
Patch.
Okay, that vote counts. You can write in your own.
Oh, you want.
Yeah, the ballot
you
has
actually...
a little option to write in your the candidate of your choice.
Okay, so you actually...
Yeah, write in, write in.
You
definitely.
Actually like Ooga Booga Pumpkin Patch.
Yeah.
Okay, and again...
Just in time for Halloween having passed.
You guys played that.
Right.
It was good. Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot.
Good.
Thank
you.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Yeah. Really helpful. Thank you. Okay. So again, Anna, you were all for the THEACRONYMGAME, but it seems like you're kind of being swayed for Ooga Booga Pumpkin Patch.
I'm going to stick with the acronym game, but with a honorable mention. Of
okay.
the pumpkin patch game.
And how do we play pumpkin patch? Ooga booga pumpkin patch?
You have to dig the pump. You have to hide the pumpkins in the patch, right? You bury them.
You bury.
And then it's like.
This is a podcast game?
This is a podcast game. Oh.
So they tell
wait.
Us that they've buried the pumpkins?
Yes. And you have to decide whether you believe them or not. And the callers have to find them. And tell you where they were. And you can verify if people were telling the truth or lying about the locations of the pumpkins.
How do we verify that?
You have to send Manolo to the pumpkin patch to verify.
I hate traveling.
Okay, so Ooga Booga Pumpkin Patch, they hide the pumpkin. They dig a hole, hide the pumpkin in the pumpkin patch.
Mm-hmm.
Then they say where they hid it.
Yeah. Yeah, why do you care so much? Yeah, that's just how you play the game. Why do you care?
And then Manolo goes to find...
I hate looking for things. I lost my headphones and I can't find them.
Take the ones you're wearing right now.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
Well, that is really helpful, but you want for the next episode, you want us to play the acronym game.
Yes.
Do you want any part of the Ooga Booga Pumpkin Patch to be played?
Yes, I already said that.
Okay, so you want them both to be played at the same time?
Yes, but the pumpkin patch game is like a long-term game.
Oh, that's a long-term game.
Yes.
So that's played over how many episodes?
Over three seasons of Dark
Three seasons. Okay,
over.
So we'll just try to check in with Ooga Booga Pumpkin Patch for the
okay.
next three seasons.
Can you get off my back about this?
Okay, well, I guess that's decided.
What did we decide on?
I guess we're playing the acronym game at Ooga Booga Pumpkin Patch for the next three seasons.
Okay.
Yes, okay. And just so to be clear, we've only had three seasons so far, so we do have to keep going.
From three different networks.
Until, yeah. What would you say,
2023?
Okay.
We're going to run out of podcast networks.
That is really...
No, you can buy more space on Google Drive to upload the episodes.
All right.
Please.
Okay.
That is very helpful. Anna, thank you so much.
Put them all in a folder.
Thank you so much for helping us with this. That is a huge help. Anna, I guess that's the winner.
Wait, what one again?
It's...
Well, you know, it's complicated, Manolo.
I can't get it
through
my head.
It is pretty complicated.
So something won, and it involves me traveling for three seasons.
Yeah, if you could.
Fine.
Don't, just leave her alone, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Leave her alone.
Sorry, I didn't mean to overstep my boundaries.
Yeah, if you could, Anna, if you could, do you have anything you'd want to plug?
Yeah, where can I charge my phone? Hey!
Coach.
Yay. anything I want to plug?
Uh-huh. Anything you want, if they can't get enough of you, where they can find you?
Well, you know, I'll do a sincere plug. You can watch Los Spookies on HBO.
Yeah.
Now, go, wherever you get your HBO.
It's an incredible show, if I say so myself. I truly loved every single minute of it. And now, just to be clear, we're going to plug Manolo, and then we would like you to sing us out, if you could.
Okay, sure.
Okay,
oh, my
so Manolo,
broke.
How can we...
It's okay, I'll go a cappella.
That's perfect.
Oh.
Where can we find you?
Oh, I'm just at Manolo something on Instagram. That's it.
Wonderful. I can't wait to find you there. Okay, so in the meantime, if you could... Oh, and congrats to Caitlin Joy, who joined as the 1,000th member of Dr. Game Show Facebook group, I guess.
Congratulations.
That's huge. And thank you so much. Okay, so if you could just, I'm going to do some special thanks. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming on the show. Mm-hmm. If you could just kind of go for it.
There comes a time in every young girl's life.
Thanks to our sponsor, Sticker Mule.
When she
get $10
finds the
off
perfect
your first
recipe
order off
to make for all
her
her
magnets or anything else.
All her friends.
StickerMule.com/gameshow.
She's cooking for them.
To our engineer, Andrew Marr.
Cooking for
our
them.
Producer, Alex
for
Adan.
For the eighth time.
Our mixer,
they
Andrea,
ask her to
Kristen's
leave.
Daughter. Our
but
intern,
stays,
baby Emmy.
And she stays and she keeps on cooking.
It's recorded at Hook and Faith Studios in Bushwick, Brooklyn.
No,
don't come here.
When the recipe
and the
will
theme
end.
Song is by Big
how
Huge.
Much food there's gonna be left over.
Yay. Good job.
Really good song.
Thank you so much.
What's that called?
She's cooking the recipe.
I could have named that.
It's called She's Cooking the Recipe.
Wow, that Anna Fabrega, what a show. We done it. Yeah.
Yay.
Wow, what an incredible show. Thank you for doing that.
Thanks for having me.
You were wonderful.
You guys are so goofy. I love it. You just hang up on people. I don't care if that's it. Bye.
I liked when you said, who are you? To the children. who are you?
You know, Trinity.
Trinity.
And I assume we have to do pickups now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we have a few pickups. If you could do a few pickups, maybe. Thank you so much. Now you can go to lunch and be yourself.
Be myself, finally.
Finally, just
I've been
be
holding
yourself.
It in all day.
I don't know. He's on a roll. I can tell he's about to say something. His eyes are twitching and he's swinging his arms around. He's ready.
All right.
Okay, so every episode you might have noticed that I say Manolo and he goes, what? And it's after I've asked a very specific question like, what time is it? Or what are the rules? Or could you judge this game? And he goes, what? I was thinking of something else. Have you noticed that? I have. It drives me to the grave. So I decided that maybe we should do a section of the show called Manolo Minute, where Manolo takes a minute to really delve into what he's been thinking about all those times he should have just been recording a simple podcast, and time starts now.
Well, we were talking about how I can't live in the moment, and then I said that sometimes the past is better, but also sometimes the future is better. That's it. What's wrong with living in the future?
Just elaborate.
No, nothing's happening in the moment, which could be fine.
Could you give us an example or something to fill out the mood?
So, like, sometimes, like if I was, like, waiting in the car in a traffic jam, sure, the moment's fine. But what if you think about that time you ate a hot fudge sundae, which you can't eat anymore because of health reasons, but you ate a lot of it as a child? I'd rather think about that. Or I could talk about being on my deathbed and how I want for my last meal to be a hot fudge sundae. So then I could just think about that. And I'm sure it's going to be sweet, delicious death.
And that's time. Okay, thanks, Manolo.
Ring, 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 all the telephone is gone. Joe Firestone, who all the cake is that you can put at home? Well, she needs to know, it's Dr. Game Show. Ooh, Game Show. Ooh.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.